927 4CC, catching up with Sergeant Wayne Butcher. Now, g'day, Butch.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good. You might not know about this, but coming into work this morning, there was a car fire at Barney Point.
Yeah, it's in your hood, isn't it? Yeah, around that way?
Yeah, it is around my way. I don't know what the full story is. Don't you dare. It's in your way. I don't know what the full story is on it. Now, news team don't either, but it does look suspicious.
Yeah, so obviously anyone in and around that area with dash cams or seen anything suspicious this morning, give Crime Stoppers a ring and let us know what you know about it, because, yeah, obviously property getting burnt and stolen, starting to get a little bit prevalent in and around the area. You know, young kids taking cars, and they're not even stolen. They're just abandoned vehicles that people are just sitting on fire for laughs and giggles, and it's not much fun for the... Yeah, as you know, you can still get money for them and scrap them, but just haven't got the time to get them off the road. So,
any
information we have for that one, that'd be good.
Mate, somebody has been involved locally with identity fraud, been caught?
Yeah, we conducted a search warrant on Friday last week and located a large amount of mail correspondence from banks and stuff to this location that probably shouldn't have been there, and some investigation inquiries have identified, you know, up to and over 30 to 40 people's accounts have been used to create separate accounts without them knowing about it and making separate accounts. So it's quite concerning that, and the ease of how easy it is to set up, going through it and working out what actually happened, the ease of how easy it is to make an account online these days, you know, through these.
Yeah.
More subsidiary banks. It's just scary that, and we ring all these people up, and they go, "Yeah, one of the creditors have been ringing me," but I just tell them rack off because I'm quite good with my bill payments and stuff. But they don't realise they've been frauded out of, or their names being used, or their details have been located through some means and used to open up all these bank accounts.
Yeah. Mate, while we're on crime like that, the shops across central Queensland, they have a spike in actually things being stolen from their shops?
Yeah, Christmas period is a hard time for a lot of people, and obviously finances get a bit tight, and the old five-finger discount people come out and trying to fleece the shops. But as we know, the more theft that the shops have, the more price they put on the goods to cover the loss of this stuff, so it really affects everyone. You know, a lot of people think, oh, it's just a few dollars here and there that gets stolen, but at the end of the day, we all pay for it, and the shops have to make a living, and they're all local contributors to the community, and obviously most of these shops now have CCTV cameras, so you're going to get caught.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. And, you get your name splattered all over the paper.
Around 98%. And, mate, there's got to be a couple of operations happening with the police on the roads this coming weekend and leading closer to Christmas. There'll be a few more too, no doubt.
Yeah, obviously the period of Christmas coming up, where we've got Catholic School Week starting this Friday. A lot of people driving in and around, going to Agnes and all the lovely places in this Gladstone area. So we are having a massive operation this week and next week. So if you are going to drive, you're going to have a few drinks, even though you think it's a little country or beachside suburb that you probably get away with having a few beers and driving. That's not the case, because we are ramping up with police everywhere. Operations are running this weekend, next weekend, and right up until Christmas. So if you want to risk it, good luck, because at the end of the day, you're going to get caught.
Yep. All right. Mate, if anybody's got info on anything crime-related, they can jump onto the My Police Gladstone Facebook page, same with Bill Wheeler, or they can ring Crime Stoppers, mate.
Yep, 1-800-333-000. We love our Crime Stopper files. Get on board, be part of the community and solving some of these crimes, as we say every week. Just a little piece of information might not seem much to you, but to us it's just putting a little piece of the puzzle, and we can solve some of these matters that people are really concerned and worried about. So, and also don't forget, Police Link is always there for non-urgent matters. 131444. Give them a ring for any police-related thing. People have been ringing saying, "Oh, I can't get in contact with my local station." Well, that's sort of all out the window these days. It's all streamlined through Police Link. They send us a message straight away if it needs to be a little bit urgent. But 131444 if you need any police for anything other than emergencies, 000.
Okay, cool, Butch. Thank you very much. We'll catch up again next week, buddy, eh?
Thanks, mate. Talk to you later, eh? Have a great week, everyone.
There's Sergeant Wayne Butcher keeping us up to date here on 4CC.